sir, and welcome to this quick and easy guide to reclaiming your masculinity. In this tutorial, I will walk you through 10 simple guidelines designed to help you embrace traditional manhood and to find your place in the upper echelons of the patriarchy. Number 1. The first guideline is the most important and something you should always keep in mind. Nature has given you a great and wonderful gift, the gift of manhood. Do not neglect this precious offering by squandering away your potential in pursuit of unmanly or irresponsible habits. The first step in reclaiming your masculinity is acknowledging that there is always room for improvement. Number 2. Treat your body well. As a boy, you probably felt invincible, ready to conquer the world. When you become a man, that kind of confidence can be very appealing to women, but only when tempered with experience and discipline. Be mindful of your physical health. Try to maintain a regular exercise routine and healthy eating habits. Sitting still too long or eating poorly can lead to diabetes, irritable bowels, and so many other complications that could drive away potential mates. Number 3. You are the king of your castle. Act like it, but understand that there is more to being a ruler than barking orders and expecting results. Learn to be pragmatic, thoughtful, assess each situation as it is presented to you. Brute force has its time and place, but when strength is guided by intellect, a man becomes unstoppable in every way. If you want to be a man that stands out from his peers, be a man of skill as well as strength. Number 4. Don't let the world feminize you. You are a man. It's perfectly acceptable for you to be hard, rigid, and rough around the edges. Empathy is important, but don't dwell too long on emotions. It's important that you assert your masculinity for all to see. Avoid habits that could be seen as soft or effeminate. Do not waste time or money on expensive styling products. A traditional woman will find it difficult to respect a man that pays more for hair products than she does. Number 5. It's important to know your role. Just as women have a clear and understandable position as housewives and mothers, men also have a proper and logical place in the natural order of things. A man must be prepared to provide for a family before he even considers starting one. Your profession will define you, and poor career choices can limit your opportunities in life. Strive to better yourself through higher education or trade school. Seek out a realistic career with upward mobility. Number 6. Be firm with women, but not abusive. Traditional women thoroughly enjoy the presence of a man that is willing to take charge. It is her natural inclination to submit to your will, but that does not give you license to hurt her outside of consensual sadomasochistic play. Take a moment to ponder this guideline. As a traditional man, you should be searching for a lifelong partner, someone to honor and obey you until death. Abuse and neglect will only breed resentment and lead to an early end to the relationship. Number 7. Understand that not all women will appreciate you. No matter how intelligent you become or how hard you train your body, there will always be women out there that you simply cannot please. Have pity on them. Their minds have been poisoned by the lies of radical feminism. They have been brainwashed into believing that nothing you do is ever going to be good enough. These women are beyond redemption, and you do yourself a disservice when you try to pursue them over the legion of traditional women that are waiting for a man like you. Number 8. Be prepared to take responsibility. Your elevated position as a member of the patriarchy is not without responsibilities and sacrifice. To be a man is to put away childish things and adolescent behaviors. Once you have found the perfect partner and entered into marriage, you must be willing to defend and protect all that you possess, including your wife and any children she bears for you. You are their primary source of stability and security in an increasingly dangerous world. You are the rock they will lean upon in turbulent times ahead. Number 9. Being a traditional man does not mean being a Puritan. While there are certainly many admirable qualities to couples that prefer to lead a biblical life, it's certainly not a requirement. If consent is given, never be afraid to be sexually adventurous with your spouse. You are the leader of your relationship, and sometimes she is simply waiting for you to push the right buttons. Number 10. Be thankful for the fruit your efforts bear. Be grateful for the loving wife that tends to your needs. Be thankful for the children that carry on your lineage. And be thankful for the roof over your head. Know that you have earned all of it through hard work, determination, and faith. Be the man the world needs.